Every year, hundreds of Michigan's political and business leaders converge on the island, which has been motor vehicle free since 1898. But Mackinac Island has roads to accommodate the bikes and horse-drawn carriages that serve as the primary means of transportation. And as anyone who's walked the streets or sniffed the air on Mackinac knows, the horses leave something behind.
The roads on Mackinac Island are actually some of the cleanest because they get cleaned daily.
Kirk Steitel is the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation.
They're picked up by people as opposed to a big machine, so that's rather unique.
And it makes the roads, including a state trunk line that runs the perimeter of the island, one of the most expensive per mile to maintain. But Steitel says every road poses unique maintenance and repair challenges.
So the Upper Peninsula, you know, it starts about here, has a lot more rock and swamps. You get to the west side of the state, you have lots of sand. The east side of the state, you have a lot of clay. And how pavements react to that is different. And so, same thing here on Mackinac Island. You have different traffic loadings here. You know, there isn't any super heavy trucks. Or any trucks, period. So the road should last longer.
Not so in the rest of the state, where the roads have been deteriorating faster than the state can fix them. Doug Rothwell of the group Business Leaders for Michigan arrived on the island with the mission of convincing reluctant lawmakers to adopt a new road funding solution in the wake of this month's Proposal 1 ballot fiasco. He says new fees and taxes are unavoidable if the job is going to get done.
We think the majority of the money to fix the roads is going to have to come from new revenue, not from cuts. Not that cuts can't be a part of the package, but not the majority.
Part of the problem for Rothwell, Governor Rick Snyder, and other supporters of new revenue is there are few, if any, new ideas on the table. Almost all the proposals have already been debated and rejected. So the challenge is to find a new way to put together the pieces and have it be acceptable to a majority of lawmakers and the public. Governor Snyder says one thing that has changed is more pressure from the public to get something done.
Let's learn from Proposal 1 and say, what's a solution that could be done potentially legislatively without going to the voters that will require some belt tightening, but also potentially looking at real revenue increases?
Well, I'm getting the question right now, you know, are you opposed to any new revenue? And I say no. You know, I am truly committed to solving the problem.
Republican House Speaker Kevin Cotter has unveiled a plan that focuses on cutting spending elsewhere, but he has left the door open to some sort of substantial tax or fee hike. What's usually discussed is increasing the gas tax and linking it to inflation, as well as higher registration fees. Hearings on road funding will continue next week in Lansing as Republicans in particular continue to search for alternatives to new fees and taxes. The business people here on the island seem to be generally in favor of revenue and the money coming from the people using the roads. But fuel taxes are such a tough sell. It's been almost two decades since the legislature has summoned the political will to raise them. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta on Mackinac Island.